from NPR News. This is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Despite a drop in the overall crime rate, the number of women entering federal and state prisons is growing. A recent report from the Bureau of Justice Statistics shows a jump of 4% from 2003 to 2004, and the incarceration rate of African-American women is considerably higher than that of Hispanic and white female offenders. In a moment, we'll explore why so many women are ending up behind bars. But first, NPR correspondent Leonita Inge reports on a program in Raleigh, North Carolina, that offers support to women in prison and to those struggling to turn their lives around after they're released.
A group of eight women meet daily in this old building in downtown Raleigh. The structure looks tattered on the outside, but when you walk up the stairs here and enter the main meeting room, it's white and bright. The women chat about their lives while munching on leftover Halloween candy and lounging on oversized sofas. They're part of the Job Start program. The goal is to help women find employment when they get out of prison. Sandra Thompson was released in April after serving 17 years for murder and armed robbery.
When I got to prison, you know, I was a very nasty individual. I really didn't care about any other human beings or myself. My purpose at that time was, you know, to die. That's all I wanted to do.
During her stint behind bars at the Raleigh Maximum Security Prison, Thompson decided to clean herself up. She enrolled in programs for substance abuse, sexual abuse, and eating disorders. And a few months before her release, Thompson was accepted in Job Start. The 36-year-old says the program changed her life.
Job Start gave me the skills of learning to communicate with society on their level, of going in, how to dress for an interview, you know, what to say, the do's and don'ts. You know, I don't have to tell everybody that I've been to prison. If it doesn't ask it on that application, I don't have to say it.
How are you all?
Hi.
Good. I'm Florice Davis-Jones. I am the Assistant State Coordinator for the Work Opportunity Tax Credit Program.
And this is Davis-Jones tells the women she can't promise they'll find a job making $30,000 to $40,000 a year, but she says there are jobs out there.
By you all being incarcerated, you all are basically a hot commodity. A person that would take you all in and employ you all will receive a tax credit of $2,400 if you all work the required numbers from 399 plus hours.
Job Start is the only program of its type in North Carolina that allows inmates to travel off prison grounds for counseling. The women here meet for 6 hours a day over the course of 18 weeks. Alice Noel facilitates Job Start. She says what makes the program successful is that it's about more than just helping an ex-felon find employment. She insists that each woman keep a diary.
Before you can get a job, you know, and be successful at a job, you have to know who you are. And so, you know, one of the problems you see in prison is that women have many skills and many have education who are there. But the whole point is that they return back to prison. And so the problem and the question always is, why? Why is that?
Noel knows firsthand. Even with two master's degrees and a doctorate, she found herself serving a 6-month sentence on a drug charge. After her release, Noel started New Life Connections to help women transition from prison back to their communities, a service that's greatly needed. This year, more than 600,000 inmates, both men and women, will be released from correctional facilities. Without major reentry intervention, some predict more than half of them will end up right back behind bars. Leonita Inge, NPR News, in Raleigh, North Carolina.